Well, hi, everybody. I'm Dino. Everybody calls me Dino, and I'm one of the elders here at Northwest Community Church, and I'm here to talk to you about how the cross has impacted my life personally, which kind of throws me for a loop, because now I don't get to necessarily talk about theology or some other kind of thing like that. So I thought, you know, if Jesus asked you, what do you want me to do for you? If he asked that question, how would you reply to that? And just here in the last few weeks, I read in Mark chapter 10 about a guy named Bartimaeus. And he was blind. Jesus is walking by, and he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, and of course, all the people are like, "Shut up, man. Stop bothering him. He's got stuff to do. Leave him alone." And Jesus asked the question two times. "What do you want me to do for you?" The disciples gave the wrong answer. But Bartimaeus, he gave the right answer. He simply says, "I want to see." You know, my experience with Christ is the same. I was blind, and now I can see. You know, and I had the same thing. I just cried out. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just knew that God was calling me, and I said, "God, help me. God, give me mercy. Save me." Now, I didn't even know, you know, what that meant at the time. So I didn't fully understand it, and I felt he had done something, but I didn't know what. It was just emotion. And even though I had Christ, I still had past unresolved conflicts. I had sin still in my life that I could not overcome on my own. Little did I know that, looking back, Satan had set some traps up in my life. I had been set up, trapped by my own mind and painful experiences. Since that time, I've been through many milestones. And as the guys know, when I start writing a message, I had to trim this down from about 50 pages. So I really struggled. I see the trees, but I can't see the forest. Especially in the last few years, I used to just do this prayer walk. You know, Scott taught me to do prayer walk, and I'd be all stressed out, and kind of that exercise gets it out of you, you know. So I'd be walking, and I would either be listening to the Bible, or I'd be praying out, crying out to God. I'm sure the neighbors think I'm a nut. I'm like, "Oh, God, it's so bad. Help me," you know, whatever. But I'd listen to music, and somebody gave me a CD from Mercy Me, and there's a couple of songs on there. I'm gonna actually read the lyrics because they mean so much to me. So it's not the Bible, but it just really means a lot to me. And the first song is called "Dear Younger Me," and it goes like this: "Dear younger me, where do I start? If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead. All of the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be. Dear younger me, I cannot decide. Do I give you some speech about how to get the most out of your life? Or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make because they're choices that made me? Even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride. If I knew then what I know now, condemnation would have had no power. My joy, my pain would have never been my worth. If I knew then what I know now, I would have not been hard to figure out what I would have changed if I had heard. Dear younger me, it's not your fault. You were never meant to carry this beyond the cross. Dear younger me, you are holy. You are righteous. You are one of the redeemed. Set apart, a brand new heart. You are free indeed. Every mountain, every valley, through each heartache you will see, every moment brings you closer to who you were meant to be. Dear younger me." And then the second song is called "Wishful Thinking." And that goes, "Lord, is it possible to get this far? I turned 51 this week. And just now understand who you are. I'm feeling foolish, but I feel relieved as well. Because what I bought before, I just can't sell. But now my eyes are open wide. If this is wrong, I don't want to be right. Could it be that on my worst day, how you love me still will not change? What if it's really not about what I do, but what you did? Oh, what if? Well, I guess I'm better late than not at all. Or did you plan this thing all along? Because without suffering, grace is hard to see. So maybe I'm right here where I'm supposed to be. And those songs, I would play them over and over again. You know, but God also speaks to me through his word. And one of my favorite psalms this week, anyway, is Psalms 40. And it goes like this. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. Oh, Lord, my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come. As is written about me in the scriptures, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. If Jesus asked you, what do you want me to do for you? How would you reply? I would want God's mercy, because I don't deserve it. Jesus has taken my blindness and he set me free. What Jesus did for me is he set me free. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the many times I have cried out to you, and you have heard me and set me free. You delivered me from all of my troubles. Thank you that you are close to my brokenhearted, and you save those who have crushed in spirit. Thank you that I can take refuge in you, and there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Help me today to keep my tongue from evil, to do good, and to seek peace. Help me to live in harmony with others, to be sympathetic, to love my brothers and sisters, to be compassionate and humble, not to repay anyone evil with evil or insult with insult, but rather with blessing. Thank you that it is for a life of freedom that Christ has set me free. Amen. And then finally, I want to thank Marnie Julian for blessing me with the Mercy Me CD. God used her greatly. I want to thank my family and friends, and I consider my family are the people that know Christ. That's Scott Collins, Scott Dockstader, Dan and Heidi Venturino, Darren Harrell, Susan Barca, and all the others for all the love and support. You were God's hands and feet, and he used you beyond all my dreams. Thank you.